Do we remember? Do we breathe in with the quality of peace? We breathe out with the quality of peace? Or we have something else thinking in our mind and we are breathing in and out in that way? All our exchange in the physical way, which is in the path of devotion, physical things are called wealth, especially wealth is called maya. Jyoti maya, jyoti kaya, jyota sasansar, whole world is false. And they relate mostly with the wealth. In the physical form, they mostly relate with the wealth. Exchanging the wealth, exchanging our physical resources to each other, if it is full of virtues or it has something, some selfishness, some attachment, something in our desires, what is there with us, that is also important. When Baba says surrender everything to Baba, means give to Baba, it does not mean that we had to bring everything, all our bank balances, our money, our physical resources, and put it in front of Baba and we say we surrender. When we surrender to Baba, wherever we have our physical resources, moving and non-moving, what Baba mean is that you use everything, whatever you have, you use everything as Baba has instructed. And what Baba has instructed is there must not be any greed or there must not be any attachment or you must not have your own personal desire, but you must have as if it's Baba's, everything belongs to Baba's and it must not be used in the falsehood. And falsehood is if I have some desire of my own, so I use it in that way to fulfill my desire in my mind, which may be against the Baba Srimad. It could be I'm using for my some greed. I have some greed somewhere, or I have attachment for somebody, and I'm using that wealth in that attachment, then it becomes the exchange could be false. But if I use as Baba wanted me to use, my body, my mind, my wealth, my everything, then it becomes the, as if we are surrendered to Baba. Whether we are in the home, whether we are in the center, wherever we are, it is not that surrendering is only when you come to the center and follow Baba's knowledge, daily routine of Baba, then you are called surrender. Surrender can be anywhere, even in the home, people who live in the home of their own, but they follow the instruction. And for everyone, there is a different packages. You know, if you are single, there is a different package. If you are a Kumari, you have the different package. If you are a Kumar, you have the different package. If you have parents, you have different package. You have children, you have the different package. Of course, through the Murlis and through the consultation with the senior, you will know that in these circumstances, what should we do? In that circumstances, what should you? And if we follow those maryadas and that instruction, then we are on the path of truth. Most of the time, you will not see the in the list of the virtues so much, like the virtues of the soul. We say, I'm a peaceful soul, I'm a loveful soul, I'm a pure energy, I'm a blissful soul or happy soul, I'm a compassionate soul, I'm a powerful soul. But you never hear the word, I'm a truthful soul. Why we don't hear the truth, the word truthful or truth? In the virtues, while we are practicing and sending the vibrations of the different virtues, because the truth is a crown quality. It is a crown of all. If I'm following the peace in my life, I am on the path of truth. If I am following the loving feelings for everyone, then I am on the path of truth. But if I am, say, I am following the loveful stage, I love everyone, seeing them as a soul, then it's the path of truth. But I love someone and I don't love another person, or I feel the hate towards someone, or I feel the attachment towards someone, can you call that as a path of truth? If you are attached to someone and you feel hurt sometime, you feel happy about sometime, you're not constant, or you hate somebody, can you say yourself that you're on path of truth? No, you cannot call that as path of truth. Truth is a kind of path. It's kind of virtues, but it's a crown virtue. So anything you follow, plus or minus, you can categorize yourself that you are on the path of truth. We have virtues, we have vices, and now we recognize that virtues or peace and love and all that is our original qualities. It is the original qualities of me. And on the basis of that, we practice. Why God is called truth? Only one person, that's God the Supreme, He is called truth at all time. At all time He is truth. Can you think about it? God is called truth. Baba is called truth. Not because He practiced, He gave the knowledge of truth and falsehood, that is, we are soul, before we knew that we are the bodies. Now we say we had the soul, then now we know we are soul. You know, so there are many factual truths which Baba talk about to us, and on the basis of that, we are elevating our life. But why it is He is called truth? Because He never come down from His virtues and power. If someone go to the temple seeing that deity is as God, and if some person gone with a lot of anger in front of God, do you think he will become angry? Do you think the God will get angry if a devotee go to God with anger? He will not. Instead of that, by sitting there, talking about his anger, expressing the part of his anger, at the end of that thing, the person will feel calm. Person will feel peaceful. So what is happening there is, although person is going with so much peacelessness, lot of anger in front of that atmosphere, because God is ocean of peace. And because He's ocean of peace, His vibration of the anger is not touching that peace. But His ocean of peace virtue or quality is spreading and overpowering the person who is peaceless. So we can say the peace is truth, and anger or peacelessness is false. If I tell lies to someone, and that person get angry, who is false and who is truth? Who is false and who is truth? I tell lies and you get angry. None of them are truthful. Both are false. And that is where, as Baba is ocean of, we can say, He is truth. And as Baba's children, if we become the master truth, and in this aspect of the virtues, master truth is whatever qualities you are expressing in a situation or you are practicing the situation, if you lose that quality, then you become false. But if you can maintain that quality, maintain the quality in all circumstances and situations, then you are on the path of truth. You are master truth, then we can say. Because the confluence age is the age that we can become God, but with the word master. All in the path of devotion, we had been saying, God is so and so, God is this and God, you are God, I am God. That was false. But at the confluence age, we can really become God, but with a word added to God, that is Master God, that means we are children of God. And if we can practice being children of God as Master God, then we also can be called as truth. So what we are saying is that practicing virtue of peace or virtue of love or virtue of happiness or compassion or wisdom, whatever we practice, if we can continuously practice at all circumstances, situation, then we become the truth. But in the beginning, of course, as we are practicing, it is not possible all the time that we are practicing, but we go up and on. But all of us have certain qualities in excel. That means we have to practice all the qualities, but one or two qualities we all in our life has the in excel. Excel means you may have the speciality of peace, and another person may be having a speciality of love, another person may be a speciality of always being happy. So we don't have to worry too much about what we do not have. But even one quality or speciality which we have, if we can practice that, and in order to practice that, all other qualities are included. For example, if I or you, anybody, have the inborn speciality of love, you don't have to make effort, much effort to be. Before, we used to practice 50%, means the speciality is 50%, but when you overpowered with the spirituality and so many points of Baba's knowledge which are given, if you start practicing, then those qualities do not remain as the speciality of the person, but it becomes the spirituality. And that is what we had to practice. Many times Baba says, when will you become perfect? How long it will take to become perfect? No? And there are, I don't know how many definitions or how much explanation we can give for that of perfection. Somebody may say perfection is this and perfection is this and perfection is this. But in my mind, if I say perfection is practicing one quality of love, if you can love everybody. If somebody doesn't love or love, still you can love that person. And if you become perfect in that quality, it's possible. That can be called as perfection. Because in order to love someone, a Jnani soul, one who do the wrong thing, one who does the right thing, you have a lot of different things, automatically you have to practice. But because you have this speciality of love, and it is easy for you to practice that, then all other stand for one quality and you can practice other automatically. It is under that. If you don't have tolerance, if you don't have love, you cannot tolerate. If you don't have love, you cannot have patience. If you don't have love, you cannot have fearlessness. So if you stand up on one quality and practice, and then you can be called as path of truth. You are on the path of truth. So truth is not the kind of virtues, but it is a path. We are on the path of truth. Not renouncing anything, but what we are renouncing and we are practicing is what we have, and we are encouraging to have that. In the human nature, all of us have nature, and in that nature, some has good qualities, some are weak qualities. Sometimes we have some weaknesses. On the basis of that weakness, we act, because weakness is predominant in us, you know. So I get angry very fast, for example. Somebody say, I get angry very fast because they're not able to control the anger. In second stage, some people, they say, I don't really get angry when I am by myself. Or if a situation does not have the anger. But if somebody come angry, then I get angry, no? I overcome the anger already. I don't get angry. I'm a very peaceful person. I like peace. I like to be in solitude. I to be by myself. And when I'm myself, I'm very peaceful, very calm, very nice. I can connect myself with Baba very much. But when I come across with a person or situations of anger, then I become judgmental and I become angry. That means I act when I am alone. I react when someone is creating the situation of anger. And then higher than the stage which we all want to achieve, that stage, whether I come across a situation of anger or I don't come across a situation of anger, I am peaceful. And when I am peaceful, there's no fear. That peaceful vibration is overpowering that anger. So other person's anger will calm down. And I also will remain calm. So one is reacting and one is a non-reacting situation. I always remember the story of Mahatma Gandhi, because Mahatma Gandhi's biography has helped me before coming to even Baba's knowledge. I used to read and read and read. But I was not able to understand many things. One of the things is I did not understand that it is said that he was able to make India free through non-violence. He did not take any weapon, physical weapon, and he was able to do it. And when the people were coming to hit him or hurt him or anything, he was not reacting to that. You know? And he survived, no? Nobody killed him. But they appreciated in the future, in the later on maybe, what was in him. And so now through the Baba's knowledge we understand the quality, innate quality of peace and love and this. He was born with the quality of peace. Means we all born with the quality of peace, but he had that peace as a special child of God. Even in the Copper Age, we have example of the people in the Copper Age, Iron Age, who have practiced things and they are called prophets, gurus, mahatmas. They are. So what I realized after coming to Baba's knowledge, that he had peace, as a quality of peace as his speciality. Even in the Copper Age, because he was he came out as a great person. So his weapon was peace, not physical weapons. And that is why in the final run, you know, if you are innocent and somebody hit you or somebody, so you are, who is wrong? One who is innocent is not wrong. One who is attacking the innocent is wrong. And that is why they were able to prove themselves they were wrong. So he was not reacting, but his peace was actually making them realize. Making them realize that he was not, his vibration of peace must be working. And that is why I say non-violence, but actually he was on the path of truth. He was on the path of truth. He was able to practice in all circumstances his peace till the end. May not be 100% because in the end he was killed, but up to the level that he was achieved something. Because when the people used to come and kill because of something, somewhat revolution. And then big people, when they went and they felt so happy that they killed so many people, they have done this one and that one, and they put the Mahatma Gandhi in the prison or whatever, he could not kill. And when the higher authority used to ask question to them, did they react? Did they use a weapon? They say no. That means it shows that in their mind, although they were not expressing, in their mind they know that they were killing the innocent people who doesn't have anything to react. But inside in the mind is more like a spirituality in him, which we call as non-violence. Through the non-violence he did, and that was peace. And that is what, after I come in Baba's knowledge, it really touched me. The same thing with the Jesus Christ. We can take the example of the Jesus Christ. No matter he was, how much he was tortured, how much he was, even he was put on the cross, but he was not able to renounce his love. And he was able to ask God to forgive. What was there inside? It was inside in the soul, as a special soul and a special quality he had. And that is why Christianity has more of love and forgiveness in many areas. He becomes so popular that they said in the Christianity The sun never set. That means it is spread in the whole world. In Baba's Murli also, Baba says there are two souls who rule the whole world. Krishna and Christ. Krishna was there in the golden age. There was only one country which is India. All other countries were just a little islands. So he worked. There was no enemy at that time. He worked. He ruled the whole world because all his enemies, soul of the Krishna enemy, has finished all the thing in the past. Hence in the confluences, working through that. So there was no enemy. There was no question of any conflict. He was able to rule the everyone. And the Christ after ruled the whole thing, and that's why Baba says Krishna gave the kingdom to Christ and Christ gave the kingdom to Krishna. And all this is play of the virtues and vices. How much we can practice. We can't say I feel hurt because so and so person insult me. There are so many friends you will get around you. Oh, you get hurt because the person really insulted you. No, so much become the cooperative, but none of people will say you're not supposed to get hurt. Hurt is falsehood. Insult, giving insult is falsehood. They will never explain because we know the karma's philosophy. That if I do wrong, I have to pay for that. If I say, oh, somebody else done wrong, and I'm paying for that by being hurt or by whatever maybe I'm doing, is that right? I'm feeling hurt because of this. I'm feeling hurt because of that. Insulting somebody is wrong thing. Hurting yourself is wrong thing. Is anybody who can say that hurting is a virtue? No, hurting is not a virtue, it is vices. There is somewhere along the line there is an ego or attachment which is deep down, which is expressed in the form of hurt. And that is why everyone, many people, they say, so and so has done so much bad to me, I feel so hurt, I want to forgive that person. But I'm not able to do it because I forgive, but I can't forget. What is this? So we can never change our life into the path of virtues or truth because we do not take responsibility in our life that I am responsible for hurt or happiness. There are three things which we have to take responsibility in our life. One is our thoughts. Whatever thoughts I have, good or bad, or waste, I am responsible for that. Second thing which I must feel responsible is how I feel. If I feel hurt, if I feel happy, I feel joyful, whatever feeling I have, that I am responsible for that. And the third thing which I must feel responsible is the choice which I make in my life. There's nothing like I make this choice because of this and because of that. No matter you make your choice because of this and that, but consequences you had to pay, nobody else will going to pay. You have to understand, you had to pay the consequences of that thing. Nobody else is going to pay the consequences of your choice because of anybody else. Because of children, because of my boss, because of my country. the consequences we had to pay. So all of us had to take the responsibility of at least these three things. And whenever we don't take responsibility, there's no way. We get stuck in some way or other way. We're not going forward and not going backward. And the whole world, whether we don't, without knowledge, is only blaming each other. This person is responsible, this person is in the government is responsible, social worker is responsible, this one. Means we are only feeling that they are responsible for what is happening in the world. But we have our part of the karmas too. People ask question, why me? Hundreds of cars are moving on the road and your car gets hit because of some reason, because you did not do anything, but yet you're walking somewhere and you're in put in situation where somebody's hitting each other. The question is that you are present in that situation, says somewhere you have karmas with that situation, or you are responsible in some way along the line. It make any sense? And all of a sudden, why me? Question of why me disappear? Because you're not just making somebody else responsible, you're also making yourself part of the responsibility. And once you become responsible for anything, then you start moving. Don't stuck, but you're moving. You can be blaming anybody for the whole of their life. And in the end, you still say, forgive me, forgive me, forgive me, forgive me, to make yourself light. So wherever I am, if I'm sitting here in front of you, and whatever is happening here, I'm part of responsibility, I have the part of karmas with this situation. It could be the positive situation, it could be negative situation. So even if you're not doing anything, you're not responsible for doing anything, but you are in that situation either by watching or by hearing, you are part of that situation. Otherwise you will not reach there. No? You will not reach there. So if you reach somewhere where something negative taking place, one is hitting others or killing others or doing something to each other, and you reach that level, you are part of that karma in some way in your past. May not be 100%. If the car is hit, okay, you get all the compensation because you are not wrong. But inconvenience, can you pay for inconvenience? Inconvenience is part of my karmas, no? And it is very subtle, but it has to fit in the intellect of every one of us in order to move forward. So, question of why me? Explain, because you were part of that situation. Somewhere through your past or whatever it is, because of your karmas, you are part of the situation, and now whatever way you react, you are paying for that. You are paying for that. Paying means in the form of hurt, in the form of something inside of you, you know, or you may lose the respect for someone, you know. In our life, we want to see that everyone progress. We get, you know, family, we born to the mother, we have father, then we have brother, we sister. So that love increases, family, from the limited to the unlimited. But if somebody has done something wrong in the form of dishonesty, and you see that person as dishonest, and your love and your respect down, who lose? You lose, no friend, no? So how are you going to react on those situations? Through Baba's knowledge, and now we have Baba's knowledge, you know, everybody have their karmas, everybody have their sanskar, everybody have their own nature. Everybody, that has nothing to do with my dishonesty. And that is where the forgiveness, the basis of forgiveness comes in. The first stage of forgiveness is to realize or to make myself responsible for my own hurt, because I was not strong enough to face the situation. That realization had to come to start forgiving anybody. Today I feel hurt because somebody has tell lies, or somebody has hurt me, and somebody has deceived me in some way. Something somebody has done, and I feel so hurt. I feel very hurt about that. And I, it goes on and goes on. Weeks, 2 weeks, 3 weeks. And then I realize that, look at this, I am like in the prison. No, I want to free myself from these feelings. You know? Then I realize that at that moment, whatever other person has done, I did not handle it in a proper manner. No? I take the responsibility, no? I did not, I was weak. Instead of helping other person, I become helpless. So time you realize that I was not strong enough in that situation. I did not handle the situation in proper way because I was not powerful enough. And that is why feeling hurt. Not that person has given the hurt. That is why feeling hurt. So first thing is realization. In my own self, I am feeling hurt because I have taken the sorrow. I feel hurt because I have not handled the situation in a proper manner. I was not strong enough. I did not see the situation as karmas. I did not see the situation as my test. I did not see the situation as a play. I did not see these areas, but I just feel that so-and-so person had done something wrong to me. That is the first stage of forgiveness. Realization of my own self and my own mistake. And the second thing is, of course, we talk to Baba for asking forgiveness to me that I was not strong, but I take the power, or I ask for the power from Baba. Baba, give me the strength that if the situation like that come, I must be able to handle better. And then afterwards, when you reach a stage, that stage you realize, you feel responsible for your own feelings, then, and asking Baba, then afterwards, you will not see that person who came as a test for you as blamed. You may see that person maybe in a different view. You may feel that person has good intention, but the bad ways. You know, sometimes you find that some people, they have good intention, but the method to do is wrong way, which you call as dishonesty, or you call as a deceiving. You can give any name. Means we had to change our attitude. That is what I'm saying. One of the change of attitude is good intention, but you know, bad ways. Or you may think about karmas, you may think about as a test, you may even think that person come to get help. But we could not give the help. Especially when the parents and children are there, children want to tell the parents something which they have done wrong or something they do. And we don't listen to them. And they start talking and then they start taking their own way. And then after a few years after, then we realize that we, at the time of need, we did not give the help to them. Even help in the form of listening, no? Not necessarily doing something, but just listening to them what they have. Having that feeling of love and merciful feeling for them. Even that is a help. But we react in a different way. And in the end, when we realize something, then we want to get that love and relationship by doing a lot of physical way. Child needs help, we just take out the money from the bank and give. Child needs help, I say this one, I say... Means I am not saying that we must not do those things. But inner experiment of our own thing is very, very important. Changing our attitude and thought is very, very important. And Baba has given us the greatest tool, greatest method to give the good wishes. You can't give good wishes if you have anything negative about somebody. You have to clear up your mind towards that person. Then you can give good wishes. Otherwise you may say, I give good wishes and it's not working. Good wishes have to work. And good wishes is nothing but wish for the best. You know, I want to give the example of something in this respect. I came in Baba's knowledge, and Baba's knowledge means I wanted to surrender or whatever it is. And everybody did not accept. They take time to accept. You know, one of the brother who was in America, he is a doctor, and he in America, he wanted me to go there to have the higher studies, because I am also the doctor. And then I did not do that one. I selected this path, and that is also through the lottery kind of thing, because he was inviting one side, and Baba was sending me one side for service. And I said, how am I going to make a decision on this? I said, whichever one comes first, I'll do that. And Baba's program, going to the different country to do service, come first. And his come second, means the next day. All tickets and all the sponsor, everything come next day. And it was just about 24 hours difference. So I make decision. Because in my mind I say, whichever comes first, I'll tell me. So because of that we have disconnected. Because I did not follow what he make all this effort. So we were separated, not having the talking level for maybe 10 years. He may be knowing my address, but I don't know the address because I never follow up anything. And one day, I was sitting in meditation, and as if he's passing us from the back, he was dressed properly, but face was sad. And as I was sitting in meditation, I said to myself, I say, I don't know where you are, whether you are dead or whether you are alive, whether you are sick or whether you are okay, whether you have problem or not having problem, but wherever you are at this moment, then something good must happen, some peace, some happiness must happen. And it happened for 7 days. It was a Christmas time. Every time 7 o'clock meditation, I will sit down, I will see this person passing. And the same thing I repeat in my mind. Wherever you are, be happy, be peaceful, whatever it is. But I don't know where you are. I don't know whether you're alive, dead, back. So I was just saying this. And the first week in the month of January, I get a greeting card from him with a phone number. And then I contacted him. And we have some relationship, but not to the extent, you know, that too much attachment part of it. I don't have that. But I wish, and whenever I contact, when we wish something, some blessing, oh, that is what I want, that is what I want. You know, everybody, people who are not in the Gyan, they especially say that part of it. So good wishes do work, but you have to clear your mind. And clearing your mind means you must take the responsibility of your own. And with that good wishes, you can see that something happened. That good wishes bring the souls closer to you, not away from you. Whatever has happened, it brings closer to you. Somewhere or somehow you're going to meet through the letter, through the email, through the Facebook, through the whatever it is. So many different medias are there nowadays. So you will meet, you will come in contact, you will come closer to that person. And you'll feel that your family is getting bigger and bigger, you know. So first stage of forgiveness is realization. Taking the responsibility of your own hurt or own negativity, you'll talk to Baba and send a good feeling and good wishes wherever the person is, and you will going to be, you are going to feel yourself free. You may not forget events, but you will change the event into best. Oh, this, if he did not have this one, I would not have made so much effort. Or so much. So it becomes your experience. The sad event, hurtful event, now become your experience that you are ready to share with others. To learn the lesson. So you don't forget, and actually forgiving is not the favor you're doing for somebody. It's not that if I forgive somebody, I'm not doing any favor. But I'm making myself free. So forgiveness is not a favor, but it is freeing yourself. And it do work. It's not that. And of course, on the top of that, sometimes you sit in meditation, send the vibrations to the soul, that, you know, good vibration, shakti, power, to the soul, then you will get all the benefit of it. I want to bring one, so you understand the virtues and vices. If you follow the virtues constantly, that become your art of living. And you're able to help other people more because of the vibration which you're going to be sending to the others. So we have to become more and more virtuous. Unable to practice constantly, then our life will change and other people's life will change in many ways. Just coming in contact with us or just being with us, being in the presence of someone, there may be some changes can take place. Something, they may feel the cleansiness inside. But few years ago, there was one thought which I want to relate to you. You know, one of the things which we are here, we are living beings. And because we are living beings, one of the things which we don't want in our life, and that is, if I get sick, I don't want to be dependent on somebody. No? If I get old and somebody had to serve, I don't want to become dependent on anybody. Is that so? How many of you think that way? The 50% raised the hand. 50% did not raise the hand, but I'm sure there are the feeling. I also had that feeling. I don't want to be dependent on. So because I did not want to be dependent on me, whether I want or whether I want to do everything on my own. I don't want anybody to do, because I don't want to be dependent, no. So I must continue to do this work. But one thought changed my whole feeling. And I find that thought was kind of blocked for my effort too. One thought came in my mind, and that thought was, I must serve in this body till the end. Instead of not taking service from others at the time of sickness or old age or whatever is there, instead of that thought, I now start thinking that I must serve till end. Not taking service into serve till end. And because Baba has given us a tool that you can serve through your mind, you can serve through your words, you can serve through your body, you can serve through your wealth. So many different methods Baba has given, no? So I just want to tell you that any type of service you can do till end, and especially the mind service, if body is not strong enough, we can do the mind service. But in order to do the mind service, we have to keep our mind straight. That means not to become victim of any situation or circumstances, but we have to become very strong in our mind. We can do the service. Before thinking other way, if somebody asked me, can I help you to make tea? I said, no, I'm making tea my own, because I have even thought I don't want to take help. You know, I don't want to become, but I don't ask anybody. If somebody tell me something, I say, okay, if you want to serve me by making tea, it's okay, no problem. If somebody say, okay, can I lift your baggage and take it? I say, okay. So we are not having desire for somebody to do it, or we don't have expectation. We don't have those things, but if they do out of love and consideration, that is why sometimes Baba says, do not take service from others. You know, many times in the Baba's Murli, Baba says, do not take the service from others. It means, do not expect, do not order, do not demand. But if somebody doing the something with love, no problem. Right? That is not taking service. That is the person serving and we serving that person in another way. By giving blessings, by giving good wishes, by giving that. And that works like that. Sometimes we expect you are so and so and you're supposed to do this, you're supposed to. Those expectations must not be there, those things must not be there. Okay, Om Shanti. So, take the determined thought, I must do service till the end. Okay? And body, everything will be taken by Baba.